The Arizona Republic reported people waited for hours at some polling stations after county election officials reduced the number of sites to save money. The newspaper says at least one polling place ran out of ballots. Montana election officials say they're making sure that doesn't happen in the state's June primary.
I'm not really worried about our polling places just because we generally don't see a lot of walk-in voters for primary elections.
Brett Rutherford is elections administrator for Montana's most populous county, Yellowstone. The county is one that consolidated its polling places, largely because it's now easier for registered voters to cast their ballots by mail. Most voters in the Billings city limits, if they vote in person, go to Metro Park.
So there shouldn't really be much waiting at all. And if you've been seeing the national news, seeing those lines outside of buildings, you're probably not going to see that in Yellowstone County anywhere.
And that's expected to be the case elsewhere across Montana, says top state elections official Linda McCullough. She says because of the high level of interest in this year's presidential primary, local election administrators were told, be prepared.
And to plan ahead. So, and we always advise them to have plenty of ballots on hand and to make sure that they have plenty of staff, plenty of election judges.
In past years, people have had long waits to register to vote on Election Day. And that's why Yellowstone County Commissioner John Oslin suggests residents check right now to see if they're registered to vote for this year's election. The Republican adds, at the same time, people can request their absentee ballot.
It's a great way to vote by mail ballot. I would encourage everyone to sign up early. My 87-year-old mother uses the mail ballot, and I helped her sign up and get that at home. But we will be prepared, Jackie. Trust me, we will not have an issue where we run out of ballots or don't allow people to vote.
Residents can go to the Montana Secretary of State's website to verify they're registered to vote and request that absentee ballot. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.